Bill, he ain't got any of that damn money. And he ain't got no woman. He's a 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 woman.
Hello, this is Chris 200 and welcome to Audio On Demand. Today is the 7th of May, 2007. A Monday. I am recording today from my home studio, which I finally got put back together. And I just popped a pee into the microphone because I don't have my pop filter figured out. So I'm going to put the pop filter in front here so I can see if I can pop my peas. The peas don't pop so much when I do this, but when I take it out, I do pop my peas. Oh well, we're going to pop our peas. Let's see what's been going on. Got a new CD here, the new Strong-Willed Child by Dr. James Dobson. Interesting. I haven't listened to it yet. I think I got it loaded on my iPod, so we'll see how things go there. Oop, I gotta answer the phone. Hold on. Alright, I'm off the phone now. And now I'm looking at my Google Reader, and here's one headline. It says, did MySpace buy PhotoBucket? Let's take a peek at that one. That sounds interesting. It says, talk about a love-hate relationship. It looks like the high-profile feud between MySpace and PhotoBucket may have jump-started a romance between the two companies. MySpace's move to block content from PhotoBucket originally got the two parties together in the same room. After that, the two companies stopped fighting with each other and started talking about a partnership and even a possible merger. The value of the reported merger is estimated to be somewhere around $250 to $300 million. PhotoBucket has been shopping itself around for a buyer since late February. Wow. $250 to $300 million just for serving up pictures. Wow. It says PhotoBucket accounts for 73% of MySpace's photo-related traffic, and many savvy web users have been using PhotoBucket as a web marketing tool. Interesting. New Spinal Tap film available free online. Director Rob Reiner has created a 15-minute sequel to his mockumentary classic, This is Spinal Tap. While the short film was featured at the Tribeca Film Festival in April, it won't be released in theaters anytime soon. It is available, however, online. The sequel is part of the effort to raise money for Live Earth or Live Earth. Spinal Tap will also reunite for a performance at Wembley Stadium in London as part of the Live Earth Worldwide concert on July 7th. Since their last breakup, the members of Spinal Tap have apparently been raising miniature horses, producing hip-hop albums, and languishing in internet rehab. You can find the Spinal Tap sequel on the Live Earth MSN site. I think I'm reading Method Shop here. My Method Shop feed, so you can go to, I believe it's methodshop.com to pick those things up. Another one of my favorites is Make Magazine. Mini V8 engine. Somebody built a mini V8 engine. Russian nuclear unlock codes on basic stamp. Boeing 727 room add-ons. Somebody added a plane to the side of his house versus an addition, I guess. How to read embedded flash chips. Hidden door bookshelf. Ooh. Fire truck. Interesting. Bus trains hobbyists. Yeah. Okay, that's interesting. Let's go over to Whole Wheat Radio listener blogs. Here's what Jim Kloss has to say. 1 year ago, I was just thinking as I surfed blogs, because I can't sleep. There are all sorts of memes, events, and celebrations in the blogosphere, and stuff like Talk Like a Pirate Day. But I would like to see a day where all blogs repost whatever they posted exactly 1 year previous. Why? To show how utterly meaningless, frivolous, trite, and full of ourselves our society is. The internet in particular, not one thing a single blog post a year ago today has or will ever make a difference in the evolution of Homo sapien as we travel forward on our march to biological extinction. Amid billions of eons of years that care not a whit for us, I seriously doubt that 99.9% of living bloggers would get it, but I'll bet 99.9% of dead bloggers would. Okay, Jim. What do we got here? I don't think you heard that, but that was some crazy music. How do I turn that in? How do I link that in? What I really need is... I don't think I can do it with this computer. My other computer, I can just say... the whole mix and the whole mix to the recording, have that be as a recording thing, but I guess I can't with this one. Alright, Well, let's see, one tip a day is another one of mine. How to get an invite for Juiced. Who cares? Life hacker, I have 100 plus. MacGyver tip, re-thread a drawstring with a wire hanger. Okay. Well, I think I'm going to go ahead and wrap this one up. I have a feeling the wife is going to start screaming at me, so I'm going to go ahead and shut this down. This is Audio On Demand, Chris 200. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.